Unit 8. Listening 1. CAE Part 2. Sentence completion.
Fashion accessory, work tool, or just in case of emergencies. Mobile phones mean different things to different people, and information about who uses them and why is of great interest to the companies that produce them. One leading manufacturer has divided customers into four main types. First, there are the rational buyers, those who use their phones for email and internet access, as well as making calls. This kind of buyer puts performance and extra features above style and appearance. That's more the priority of the second category, the so-called style bandits, who look upon the mobile phone more as an art object than a communication device. These people are willing to pay whatever it takes to ensure their phone projects the right image. The final two categories, the hedonists and the resistors, are similar in one respect, but very different in another. Both want easy-to-use phones at low cost, but the hedonists are young, fun-loving people whose phone seems permanently attached to their ear, while the resistors are against mobile phones but feel they have to own one. Whatever type of user you are, you can guarantee the manufacturers have designed a mobile phone to suit your needs. They'll also have produced a handset or a replacement cover in a colour to suit your personality. According to psychologists, the colour of a mobile phone speaks volumes about its user. Yellow, for example, is a bold, bright colour which appeals to the lively, energetic type, whereas someone who is calmer and more reflective may choose green or brown. Many people are attracted by food colours, like honey, apple or marshmallow, which, it seems, can stir up memories of our childhood and all the good things associated with it. Colour, of course, is not the only feature we have a choice in. Ringtones can also be personalised. You can download them from the web, buy them on a scratch card, or order them over the phone. Incredibly, over 50% of teenagers in the UK have paid for a ringtone at some point. It's a lucrative business. In Europe alone, it is worth hundreds of millions of pounds each year. Ringtones cover every musical genre, including themes from the Bond movies, classical music, country dancing, and, for the teenage market, whatever happens to be in the charts. And because that changes every week, it's hardly surprising that teenagers are spending more on ringtones than anyone else. At the top end of the market, there's another type of personalisation available to users. Companies are paying huge sums for mobile phone numbers that are easy to remember. Numbers with a repeated pattern, such as 450450, will cost around £300, but a string of the same digits, like 555555, or a run of consecutive numbers, 123456, can fetch upwards of £20,000. In China, 8 is a lucky number, and Chinese businessmen are apparently offering incredible amounts of money for any number with a series of 8s.